This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What up, everybody? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie on Fightful Overbooked. It is Friday, May 12th. We are back. We are ready. I got nothing. Maggie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Rob. What the fuck?
Yeah, you know, we made it.
I know. I've decided to bail on the reactions for Dynamite. I'm sorry, guys. But, like, it takes me so much time to put these together. And it actually takes away from my enjoyment of Dynamite. Seriously, it really does. At some point, I'm going to bring it back. I wish I did for this week because I fucking lost my brains. I was so excited. But I'm doing great, Rob. Do you want me to tell you my biggest annoying white girl problem that I've been dealing with?
Okay, sure.
My orchid cannot stop blooming. It's pissing me off. I really need to change the soil of the orchid because it's been a while and I have to change the soil. So I've been speaking with my sister and she said, you cannot change the soil unless it's not blooming. So I have to, you know, wait for it to stop blooming. And it hasn't. It's blooming all the time because it's having such a fucking fun time in my apartment. And I will not stand for this, okay? I will not allow stuff to have a good time in my apartment while I'm not. So I'm fucking pissed off that I cannot change the soil to my orchid, and I really want to change the soil because it's having too fucking good time. I'm talking to you! How are you, Rob?
Well, I'm always a big fan of taking someone's flower,
flower.
Yeah. But I'm good.
Okay, we're off to a good start.
Yeah, well,
hi, you guys. We love you and appreciate you so much for joining.
Change
please
name
like
show.
To be
change the show.
Blooming name, with Robin.
Blooming. Or the horny hour, Jesus, whatever works best.
No, no. Okay. So please, hi guys. Share the video, like the video. It helps us a lot, please. And if you can, send us a super chat or a humper chat at humperchats.com. The super chat is the little icon in the bottom of your screen, you know, with the thing. I don't know what the icon is. What the hell is the icon? I have no idea what it looks like right now. It's on the bottom of, you know, of the top live comments section. If you want, you know, to send us a message or for us to read on the air. Also, if you like to support us, it's really wonderful way to support us. And I can talk while you, okay. You're not muted, by the way.
Shit.
That's really fine. So yes, please also subscribe to Fightful Select. We have wonderful shows on Fightful Select, and this is one of the most direct ways to support us, aside from, you know, sending us our humper chats and super chats. Are you okay, Rob? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm great. I don't know what the hell the dog just had in her mouth, but it's fine.
Did she eat one of your socks?
No, it's not that bad. I don't know what it is, but it's fine. It can't be that harmful.
Yeah, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. If she lives, she lives. It's fine. No, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. Trust me.
Come on, Rob.
No, she'll be good. You know,
let's start the show.
You know, yeah, let's start it because that tweet last night, I'm getting better. Jesus Christ. So we know you loved AEW Dynamite. It was a hell of an episode. One of the best ones I've seen in a long time. I loved it from start to finish. It was outstanding. They started off with a bang. Claudio Castagnoli versus Rey Fénix in the double jeopardy match. Winner earns a shot at the other's championship belt. So, what do you think of this match, Maggie?
It was, oh my God, this was, I've been really enjoying the opening segments and matches that AEW has. There's a fly in my living room. What is happening today?
We don't know. We'll be right back. We're going to start over.
What is happening? Go away from my water! So, okay, I'm so in love with the opening matches that AEW has because they're so fast-paced and they're always such a pleasure to watch. Claudio, I mean, I will never be ready to boo Claudio. I know I'm supposed to. I don't want to. But it's come on, it's Claudio. I don't give a crap. He can drop kick a toddler for all I care, and I will still not.
I'm over the man. Toddlers, you know this.
Yeah. So also Rey Fénix. They both just get it, you know. Like I would like for them to, you know, continue putting this match on the card, and now we will get to, because, you know, Claudio won, and we'll get to, you know, to watch Claudio and is it Yuta? Claudio and Yuta for, you know, I assume so. For the ROH Tag Team Championships. That's gonna be a slapper. Can't wait for that.
Double or Nothing, you think?
Well, if not, I would like for it to be on an episode of Ring of Honor, because like that gives you, you know, a purpose to tune in to the show, you know?
True. Well, the reason I say that,
like, if it's Double or Nothing, like it's a bit far. No, it's not far. It's like 2 weeks away.
Yeah, okay. they recorded. I think they recorded 4 episodes of Ring of Honor, though. Like, in
have they?
Yeah, I think
if they have, it can easily be, yeah. Or it can be on a Dynamite. It can be a Dynamite main event. Like, that's fine.
Well, we got some super chats that I'll go ahead and read. Our friend Throwback sends us a super chat that says, the world title belt is extremely, extremely predictable.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Going into Monday Night, Rollins is going to win. And tonight, for me, AJ will. May 28th, Gord Jade will win the NXT Women's title. Book it. Love you. Love you too, buddy.
Love you too, Pat. Come on. It's predictable is not always a bad thing. If it's a wonderful thing, come on. Like, I, for one, we will talk about this later on in the show, but I would like for AJ to win tonight as well. And Seth versus AJ Styles. Oh, fucking please, yes.
Yeah.
And from that point on, I don't give a crap about who wins. Seth and AJ, I have no idea who to root for. I honestly don't. And this is such a big caliber match for me, Seth and AJ, that it will get me to tune into Night of Champions. And that's saying something because it's in Saudi.
You know, the thing too, that, and we'll talk about it later, but Edge's social media promo that he cut the other day, I don't know if you saw that, but
I didn't.
He basically said that this title basically means that he's going for it. When he wins it, he's going to keep it. And then when he loses it, he's done, is what he said. Like, he's done with wrestling. So I was like, son of a bitch. That's So I'm kind of curious.
You do know that workers are going to work, right?
I know, but I like the way he did that. That made me think.
I know, but please never forget Mickey James.
No, I know, but what I'm saying, this, hold on, let me phrase this, because you know more than anything, I want AJ Styles to win. But this tells me this could go back to like an Edge Rollins feud type thing or match.
I know.
That's what
it's going to be great. And people adore Edge. I get it. I adore Edge. I just want it to be AJ.
That's me too. That's how I feel. I'm just saying that's what I think.
I'm going to fucking lose it because I have, like, thanks to you, I have AJ Styles figures. And thanks to one of my best friends, like my sister, like my baby sister, I have a Seth Rollins figure and I can just make...
I don't know what Chris is talking about here, but we got a super
show. Yeah, we've been wonderful.
The show went off the rails immediately. I don't know. I didn't.
We've been wonderful, Chris. Come on. We love you, by the way. Yeah. We hope
you. I love that it's Rob's first day. Thank you. Me too. We're doing well. Tom talks rubbish. Our good friend says, rest in peace, GIR Enforcer. Nothing but love for you too. Tell those that you love that you do. Tomorrow isn't guaranteed. That is true, my friend. And
we appreciate you. So there's your opportunity. We appreciate you, Tom. Yeah. Yes. Thank you for all the motivational stuff that you've been posting lately. It's wonderful. Keep that up.
Yes, and it means a lot too. And rest in peace to
yes,
Enforcer. All right. So let's move on here to match number two. Match number two. It was basically, let's go ahead and talk about the segments. The Redeemer, Miro, returned along with Thunder Rosa backstage.
I wish I could have, I would have prepared the Bulgarian national anthem on my phone. I wish I had. That's so stupid. I didn't.
But
would we get demonetized if I play it on the show?
I think we already got demonetized, so it doesn't matter.
Probably me. it's always me. Jesus. Yes.
Have a national anthem in Bulgaria?
I will slap you with a chicken in the face.
That wasn't me. That was Ryan Sullivan. Come on.
I'm talking to Ryan.
Oh, okay. Well, I already know you'll slap me in the face with a chicken. But...
yeah, hopefully with the same chicken that ended up in the ring after Cody left. Where did that chicken come from? Yes, Miro and Thunder Rosa both returned backstage on Dynamite, and they both went into TK's office. You do know. Thank you, Kane. I will never play it now. So they both went into TK's office. This is... all in all, this is building up towards AEW Saturday Show Collision. The weird thing is, just listen to me for a second, Rob, and people in chat and everyone watching after that. They still haven't announced the existence of AEW Collision, and Fightful already has a lineup for the post show. This is so funny. Tell us already. Like, this isn't news. And TK went on the show and announced a big announcement that there's going to be a big announcement that next week.
That one, hilarious.
Fucking stop it. That's like, at this point, he knows what he's doing and he's basically trolling people. So, yes, this is basically setting up AEW Collision that should probably air on Saturdays, right?
Saturday.
Yeah, I know, I get it, sweetie, but like, why? Like, we have a show already. Like,
we are more important than their freaking upfront.
Yeah. Okay? Like, Jesus. Like, what are you guys thinking? So, we haven't talked about this on the show, Rob. What do you think of Collision?
I'm anxious. The only thing I wanted out of everything, out of all of this, is I just wanted to now this is going to sound really ridiculous to you, maybe. The only thing I wanted it to do was start 5 minutes after, like 5 minutes after the hour, like it used to be on WCW Saturday nights. is I want it to be, I wanted Tony Schiavone just to do one thing, because I already disliked the man for blocking me on Facebook because I work at Fightful. I just wanted him to say
Twitter, not Facebook.
Oh, same thing.
It's not.
Well, yeah, true. It's not. I got family on Facebook. I just wanted him to say, like, whatever time, 7:05 Eastern on the Superstation, WTBS or W. They don't say that anymore, but that used to be what they used to say, and I just loved it. And that's all I wanted in life was just them to say that for me just once. But it's okay. I'm anxious. I mean, the thing is it's a Saturday show. I'm kind of curious, are they going to do it live every week? I know they have some shows scheduled live, but I don't know over time if it's going to be late or live, rather. That's what I'm really intrigued about.
I'm not intrigued about it if it's not live. That's how I'm going to phrase it. Because Rampage is not live, and it's missable. If it's pre-taped, people are going to, you know, you won't do anything that's big on the show because you'll be afraid that people are going to spoil it for the other people who haven't watched it. So if it's not live, what the hell are we doing? Like, it's going to be a two-hour show, probably. Yeah. Probably. Yeah, so you're going to pre-tape 2 hours? When? Like, what? Like, you have 2 hours of Dynamite, 2 hours of pre-tape, and, like, the Ring of Honor, probably. Or some, like, what? No. And Rampage? Jesus. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I know.
Like, that. And also, I think, okay, it's basically a good idea because you'll be able to see people like Miro. You'll be able to see people like Andrade. Like, he's been, you know, talking about coming back and everything. We are going to see people like CM Punk. And it's basically going to be the CM Punk show because, you know what? Collision was basically invented just so you can keep people backstage split. And that's not, I'm like, this just gives me anxiety, okay? Because in order for you to make things happen with those people, in order for you to make things happen backstage and keep the people that you've signed in with contracts backstage and working and making you money, you have to split the roster like a soft split. So just so they do not get into conflict with each other. Like, that, this gives me anxiety because they're still going to have a normal pay-per-view schedule. Like, they're not going to have individual pay-per-views. So they're going to be on the same show at one point or the other. Like, it's going to be 4, 5, 6 times a year. I get it. But it's still something that gives me anxiety. And that's how it is.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm looking forward to see what it is, but I just hope it doesn't turn into something missable that Rampage has been. And look at SmackDown and look at Raw. They're two individual shows. Like, they have individual rosters, like most of the time. Anyway, but SmackDown's been awesome, you know, probably because of the whole Bloodline situation that they've been going on for years. But if they can have an interesting storyline on Collision that will make people tune in every Saturday as opposed to going to bars and drinking themselves to death, then, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if it's pre-taped, that's fucking crap. Like, Rampage, I love AEW, okay? Like, I love wrestling. I love that company. But Rampage has no purpose right now. Like, again, two things have happened on Rampage ever since it started. And that's CM Punk and Preston Vance turning on Dark Order. Those are the two things that have happened on Rampage. And I will have none of it. Like, make your show. Like, it's... The matches are fine. They're great. You know, they're fine. But, like, nothing happens. Nothing. So make Collision unmissable. That's what all I'm saying.
Yeah. I guess I did some looking. It sounds like the show will be live for the most part. So
I hope so.
Yeah. It sounds like the only time they'll probably ever. It sounds like very, very seldom it'll be recorded, if really at all. So that's good. Yeah. So anyways, Miro,
what a pop, man. What a pop he had.
I was excited. And of course, like, that's the thing. Like, the only thing I want, like, whenever there's a Miro sighting, I wanted your reaction, of course, but, you know, obviously we couldn't get that.
Thank you for no one tagging me in zero tweets about this. You guys suck.
No, don't do that, because you know they will message you. They will. You know that.
No, that's the thing. I don't want messages because I get the content of the message. Guys, I'm not stupid. I don't go on Twitter before watching the shows. But if I get DMs, I can see the content of the message on my, you know, on my display when I unlock the display. No, don't do that. Like, tag me in tweets, because this way I will know that you guys think of me when you see Miro. See, thank you. Like, you.
This is where we got in trouble.
Ryan, I've talked about this at least three times on the show. Don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt me. No, I've talked about this three times on the show. Three times. I never open Twitter before watching shows. Twitter DMs spoil things. Tagging in DMs, in tweets, do not. Now talk.
Okay. Putting my serious hat on now.
Okay.
So I don't have a serious face. The reason why is because I think the same thing I'm thinking that everybody else is thinking is we're thinking the notification. Yes, we know it's the DMs. We know you see the DMs. But we're also, like, some of us are thinking you'll see the notifications. Like, you'll see.
I don't get no other notifications.
Well, that I realize. But now that we know, and no one's half the battle, which I know you're a big G.I. Joe fan, we got you.
I haven't even watched a single movie.
I know. It's a great cartoon. You should watch it. Pedro Pascal should be in it. But
No. Don't go there. Ever. What? He belongs nowhere near that franchise.
Hold on, timeout.
No.
Too many men on the field. Pedro Pascal, we both think, is awesome. G.I. Joe was badass back in the day.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, but like people like The Rock belong in that movie, not Pedro Pascal.
Pedro
like,
Pascal's why? A badass. Why can't he be in it?
He's a sweetheart. He's my daddy.
I got nothing now.
No. He's not in a G.I. Joe. He's my daddy. Like
he'd be great as somebody in
No, G.I. as my daddy, yes.
He's your daddy, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
But
way off weird. Track. So then FTR and Jeff Jarrett.
This show did not go off the rails at all.
I know, at all. Chris got his money worth. FTR and Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal went into the ring. They're going to have a match together at Double or Nothing, and Mark Briscoe is going to be the special guest referee. And this is the only way that this match will be enjoyable to watch. No, he shouldn't.
Why can't he be in things that people want to see? Because he's awesome.
Because he doesn't want to. Believe me when I say this, he doesn't want to.
Forgot Maggie Pascal knows.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, we should have brother Roberto call in, huh?
No. Yeah. So, seriously, guys, wrestling, come on. Okay. Like, this, that's what the show is about.
Well, anyways, Thunder Rose is back, too. Woohoo.
I have no idea what her health status is. She did mention in interviews that she still hurts like hell when she's training. So I'm intrigued to see what spot she's back on. I know that she's been on Spanish commentary for a while now, so that's interesting. It's interesting thing to see. Then we had the Chris Jericho and Roderick Strong backstage segment. So they're basically gonna have false count anywhere? No? Like, what was the stipulation of the match?
No, like, Adam Cole? No.
The stipulation of the match, Rob.
I don't know, but I just remember that, like, Y2J, Chris Jericho can't have anybody.
I know. Else. Okay.
Well, I don't remember, though.
So the stipulation, I don't know what the stipulation was, but basically, Jericho Appreciation Society and Adam Cole are, like, both sides are banned from the building. Yeah,
that's all.
Which means that the match is probably going to go outside the building and they're going to be there. Like, this is, it's basically what's going to happen. I don't remember what the stipulation of the match was, but that's probably the thing that's going to happen right there. Actually, I'm looking forward to the match. I know that Chris Jericho feels like he needs a lot of, like, to prove himself to people. So he's probably going to get, you know, a bunch of backbreakers from Roderick Strong. And, by the way, Roderick Strong is back on the indies, and that's so great. He's going to face Speedball Mike Bailey. Give me that all day. This is going to be so great. Because this is something that, because my brain is so stupid, I was like, yeah, Roderick Strong in AEW, but I didn't realize that this basically gives him the green light to go do indies. Like, my brain didn't comprehend that. And that's going to be so great because, like, Roderick Strong is probably one of the best out there. So he's gonna do great.
Maggie, probably, I might as well tell you, I just applied to get press pass for that show.
And for what?
For the Mike Bailey and Roderick Strong match in Des Moines, Iowa.
That's great.
Telling you.
Okay, on the show, on live.
Might as well just tell you now.
That's great. I hope you get it.
Yeah.
Yes. And next up, we had Orange Cassidy versus Daniel Garcia. Oh, what a match that was.
Yeah.
What a match that was. Orange Cassidy has been one of the GOATs. I feel sorry for the people who don't get Orange Cassidy because they don't get what's like how special he is. He's been doing pretty much of, you know, the heavy lifting on Dynamite, and I appreciate that. And I'm gonna appreciate the crap out of Miro when he beats him for the title. I'm gonna tell you that. What did you think of the match?
Oh, I thought it was great. And what I really like is they're starting to show that Daniel Garcia is not winning these matches by being an entertainer.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to like that.
Yeah. It's... I just really wish that Garcia wasn't there anymore, like in Jericho Appreciation Society. Like, he has no place there. But I'm intrigued to see where this goes. Christian Cage in ring promo. I'll tell you what, I love this because of the crowd. The crowd started chanting, Edge was better, and I'm like, come on. Like, you're just trolling, guys, at this point. I just want to see the match. I know that Wardlow is going to protect Christian Cage in the ring. And I, like, especially during those thousands and thousands of power bombs, it's going to be an interesting match. Yeah.
Yeah. Faux show. So we have the Christian Cage promo. Whew, that was on fire.
I just talked about that.
No, but I know, but I didn't get to say anything. What did you think about the Edge part the most?
I just talked about
I know,
about
but what
this.
I want to know is the Edge, like, what my problem was, is the fact that I wanted him to talk about Edge more than anything. I wanted him to mention it because I thought that would be something that Christian would do. I thought he would go into the fourth wall type stuff. That just seems like something that he would have done.
If the crowd keeps doing that, he will.
Okay. That's probably how
I'm sure. I'm sure.
That's probably how I should have phrased it best. Anna Jas versus Julia Hart. Julia Hart is popular as she can be right now.
The thing is that Anna Jay and Julia Hart are both probably into their 60th match. And they're so great. Like, you cannot possibly tell me that these two have just started wrestling. They're going to be future stars in that company. That's all I'm saying. And Anna Jay has made a career out of, you know, hardcore matches, no holds barred matches, you know, those kinds of stipulations. She's made a career out of that in AEW, and she's doing great. Their facial expressions, Julia Hart's entrance theme, like everything, like the way she's been presented, like, It's everything. They're doing the right thing.
Yes, for sure. And Julia Hart, like, people just absolutely just love the way her character is right now, which I do. And Anna Jas is, I really like her character the way it is right now too. Caden sent us a super chat that says, driving back to Texas from that hellhole known as Gainesville in time for Dynamite this week. Jay White versus Ricky and Stark's country. Feed me. Yeah, well, I'm glad you're leaving that shithole of Gainesville. That's good. He knows he lives in a shithole of Gainesville.
I know. Come on. Like, that's a U.S. thing. I don't get it.
I know. You don't get it. It's more of a Robin Caden thing.
It's part of, that thing that you do. We did have the first ever, you know, Trios Championship, you know, the house rules thingy. It was good. Bandido and best friends, they work so great with each other. What you didn't like the match?
No, just what my dog got into. I'm good. Go ahead.
What happened?
I think she shit over there.
Great.
Yeah.
I miss the owl.
Yeah, me too.
So the match was great. You know, that they did the spooky thing, Rob. They turned off the lights for the match. I don't care about that. Like, it's fine. If people think that it you know, it's distracting to them or whatever, like, they can piss off. They're probably going to get used to it at some point, you know, because they're going to keep doing those matches. I'm fine with that. It's if people didn't have a problem with the spooky red lights that, you know, that Bray Wyatt had when The Fiend was, you know, doing stuff. If you're going to be distracted, right?
No, it's the okay. It's show, not what I thought. I'm good. It's not what I thought it was. Okay. We're okay. I'm good. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, I was good either way because
yeah,
it's not
well,
here.
I wasn't for a minute.
I know. Yeah. So if you didn't have a problem with Bray Wyatt's spooky red light and you do have a problem here, you're probably a mark. And yeah, well, come on. I hated the red lights because it's really specific, but this kind of lighting is just, you know, turning off the lighting for, you know, the audience and not putting any kind of other light in the ring while the match is happening. So it's fine. Also, I'm a metalhead and I find this enjoyable. So yeah. House of Black, just so incredibly great. And I will always root for Malakai Black and Buddy Matthews to have gold around their waist because they never should have stopped having gold around their waist because, like, both of them. I'm still going to need that Buddy Matthews and Kenny Omega fight. Whatever and wherever, and I don't care. I just want to see it. I'm going to be patient and wait for it. But yeah, it was a fine match. But I really want to talk about the closing segment of the show.
Yeah. Holy hell. Steel cage match between Jon Moxley and Mr. Kenny Omega. Maggie, my biggest question to you is, did this match give you a...
What a stupid question, Rob. Like, what a stupid question. Oh, look, I forgot my notes, you know, on the table. Talk for a while while I go get my notes.
Okay. Well, I think we know the answer because Kenny Omega was in the match. That's going to be a yes for her.
I can hear you, by the way.
I know. That's my point.
I know.
But anyways, I obviously loved the match. The spot going through the cage was scary as hell.
It was. I was scary for Kenny's groin.
And Renee was
he
probably
landed scared. Right there.
Yeah, and Renee was probably scared for John's back the way it looked.
Yeah.
We all know like wrestling is just absolutely can be crazy sometimes, but that. I don't care. Like if that spot was supposed to happen, fine. But I don't think that cage was supposed to be that loose. I mean, I don't.
It looked really real.
Yes,
that's the best way. That's the best way to phrase it.
That looked better than their death match like ending. You know, that had a better like.
Well, have in mind that their death match was pretty brutal.
Yeah,
and. Also, I'm not a big fan. Like I've mentioned this multiple times in the show. I'm not a big no disqualification deathmatch and those types of matches. I'm not a big fan of those. But it's when it's done correctly with the right storyline and purpose, I'm fine with it. Yeah, it absolutely looked planned.
I just don't think it was supposed to go the way it. I don't think it was supposed to be that. Like, I don't think it was supposed to be that stiff. You know what I mean? Like, the way they made it look, I don't think it was supposed to be that.
Like, I think that some part of the cage didn't gotten loose, but it should have.
Yes, I think something didn't go right.
But it may have gone exactly as they planned, but they sold it like pros that the two pros that Moxley and Kenny are Are you so dehydrated? You've been drinking a lot of water.
Yeah, I am.
You make me really, really want to drink a lot of water. And I will, just as soon as I stop talking about this match. So, right from the get-go, the glass that was introduced, you know, to into the steel cage, I appreciated this so much because it is a throwback from the first ever episode of Dynamite when Moxley gave Kenny Omega the paradigm shift on the glass table. This is a throwback to that very spot, because in their death match, Moxley introduced the glass again, and this is like the glass will never stop being a thing between those two. I love that. The turnbuckle and the ropes being unscrewed during the commercial break, because this was the only way that spot, the V trigger spot, through the steel cage could happen if, you know, the turnbuckle was missing and the rope was missing. This was the only way. But like, it was weird because we got back from commercial break and we saw, you know, the turnbuckle in Kenny Omega's mouth, and I was like, what? Like, that's so weird. And that particular V trigger through the steel cage, because they had to think of a way to introduce Don Callis into the ring, and this was it. So the thing absolutely happens: the super butthole Don Callis. I wrote the major butthole. Okay, major butthole.
Super butthole sounds pretty good, though.
Yeah. The super butthole finally turned on Kenny. We all saw this coming. We all saw it coming. But we were still so pissed off after it happened. So I guess the thing is, where does Takeshita stand? Because Takeshita was recruited by Don Callis. Does he go there? What happens after that? It's weird. Brian Danielson was on commentary through the duration of this match, and he's so good. Man, he's so good. I love the man. Like, he knows exactly what he's doing, and he just gets it. This was so great. It's just, I really love wrestling when the wrestlers love wrestling. You know, it's so awesome because Bryan Danielson didn't say on commentary after it happened that Don Callis was with them all along. He just smiled. He just stood there. And he just smiled. And that's so great. Yes, Miles Don Callis' piece is amazing. Every pieces of Mel are amazing. Shout out to Mel. We love you, sweetie. It's a ridiculously good storyline. I'm sorry. I've been enjoying it so much. I'm interested to see how they introduce Hangman into the whole situation. It's just gonna be so great. Thank you, Chris, for the super chat, by the way. We appreciate it. Thank you for supporting us, and thank you for supporting my future trip to Wembley. It's still gonna cost a lot, but I'm up for it. Yes, like this is art, okay? Like this should be in Paris. It really should. Hey, by the way, I would love for Don Callis to do a bit with his painting, you know, with the topless Don Callis and Kenny Omega, and just rip it.
Ooh.
Just do something with that portrait, because it's such a it's such a big piece of AEW at this moment that you just can't possibly not. I'm looking forward to BTE this Monday, because I want to see how, you know, it happens. I'm just so interested in this. I really am.
What do you think?
I can't wait.
What do you think? Well, BTE, like, they're talking. If you guys want to really like watch a really good like BTE, like this past week was really good, but some really good explanation behind it, and people giving their theories. Watch this past week's Tag Talk with Kylie and Haley. They did a fantastic job, like, talking about it.
As if they know what they're talking about, right?
Yeah. It was really good. Like, I enjoyed it. So check that out right here on Fightful Overbook. It was
they're fantastic. both so good when it comes to the Elite, because, like, I feel like they're in their veins. Yeah. If you're interested in everything that's happening in the Elite, just watch Tech Talk, because they have a lot of theories and they know what they're talking about.
I almost said Haley and Haley, and I'm like, no, that's not right. But no, I knew it was Kylie and Haley, but
we know.
Yeah.
Don't count the super butthole.
But anyways, going back to what you said about Takeshita, like, where's Takeshita? Where was Takeshita? That's a good point. Now,
yeah, where was Takeshita? And where was the Young Bucks came out to, you know, to get rid of Yuta and Claudio. I like that's okay. But like, Hangman's been missing. Like, he hasn't been there ever since, you know, the screwdriver incident. They never talked about this, but like on BTE, Kenny Omega's been going, stop talking about Hangman. That's it. Like, he's not here. It's not about him. It's about us. And he's been really, really anti-Hangman. And at the end of the day, I feel like that this entire story is the story of how Kenny Omega and Hangman get back together.
So this is my theory behind this. Takeshita is going to join with BCC and Callis. That gives them five right there. Okay, that gives them Danielson, Moxley, Claudio, Yuta, and Takeshita. With the Young Bucks and Kenny, that's the Elite right there. Mm-hmm. You add Hangman, and then you add one more guy. There you go. And then there's your group. There's your 5-on-5 match.
There's your Blood and Guts.
Thank you. There we go. So Blood and Guts, that's your Blood and Guts.
Where do you do it? Do they have, like, I don't want it to be a Double or Nothing, because it's too soon. Like, in one week.
Or 2 weeks.
You need to have the one thing, you know, the one person joining because they have to do three things. Takeshita joining BCC, Hangman coming back, and Ibushi debuting. Like, those are three big ass things.
Yeah, I think it'll be
you cannot do it in two things.
I think it'll be a Dynamite like special.
Blood and Guts?
Yeah, I think they'll do
like I would hope so, because again, Double or Nothing is too soon. Yeah. It's in 2 weeks. What? Like, I have no idea what the ticket sales are happening. Like, all I know is Wembley, because it's Wembley.
Yeah.
But like, I have no idea how Double or Nothing tickets are going. You know, I don't know the prices. I don't know how many seats are available. But they probably should be going away from Las Vegas at this point, because every Double or Nothing being in Las Vegas is probably a problem. Like, you can do it in Atlantic City, baby, if you want it. If you want, you know, that kind of, you know,
yeah. No, I get it. So tomorrow,
but yes, Don Callis the super butthole.
Yeah. So tomorrow night, AEW Rampage is going to be at 10.
Yes, o'clock. Rampage is not on Friday, Rob. It's on
Saturday.
Saturday.
10 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night. There will be a promo from Austin and Colton Gunn. You got the Mogul Embassy. Brian Cage, I swear, Strickland taking on Dark Order's John Silver and Alex Reynolds. You got Action Andretti taking on Kyle Fletcher.
Oh, look, remember Action Andretti?
Yeah, he's back. Tony Storm versus Allison Kay. Yes, pay me more. Give me that. The Acclaimed and Daddy Ass taking on The Butcher, The Blade, and Kip Sabian. All right, there's your AEW Rampage. So, Maggie, you know what time it is. Boom, 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 boom. Here we go.
You know, the present part in the Cooper Effect actually plays a really good part in this Cooper Effect right now. Guys, let me tell you a story. Like, I've already told this to Rob, and I told this to Chris when it actually happened this Tuesday. Don't show the photo, Rob.
I'm not.
Okay. So, guys. There's this man that's been going around around bars for years now, and he just sells whatever just so he can feed his family, because like he doesn't have a job or anything. So he basically gets stuff, you know, like mostly socks, sometimes hats, and like you know, what do you call these things that kill flies? What do you call them?
Fly swatters. Is what
fly
we call
swatters.
Them. Okay. Yeah, we call them fly swatters here.
Yeah, okay, like stuff like that, and flip flops or whatever, like basic stuff. He just goes around bars, and that's a brilliant thing because people are drunk and just, you know, don't give money to anything. So he's been, you know, going around bars and like telling people, "Hey, would you like to buy some this and this and this?" And people always buy his stuff. But they never use it. But like they just buy the stuff because he will never take money from you if he didn't give you something for that money. Like he's so proud, and I appreciate that. But like sometimes you just, you know, just take the money. So they always give him the money, and then they don't care what they buy. They just go like, "Give me something. Give me something for $10. Give me something for $5. And they just give him the money and take it and just leave it. Mostly they just throw it away. Like they don't, or just give it to someone else mostly. So this Tuesday he comes around the bar, and we like go like, "Hi." So apparently one of the guys in the bar, because there was a big football bar, bought a pair of socks, and then they just left the socks, and they just left after the match ended. And I went through the tables, you know, to get the empty glasses to the bar, wash them and whatever, and rearrange, you know, the tables. And I found a pair of socks that they left. Displayed a picture of the socks. That is not a mic. No one can tell me that this is a microphone, okay? That's not a microphone.
I sent you a link of what I thought it was.
So, God bless the people who invented those socks, because they absolutely made my night. And let's rock, I guess. So this, I really wanted you guys to know the story. Like I gave the socks to a regular customer who lost his mind when he saw the socks. And I'm like, you know, I feel like they're your pair. You like, you'll fit in them. So just take the socks. And he's like, "Well, thank you, Maggie." And I'm like, no, don't thank me. Like that's you know, part of the job. So yes. to give you a boner sock. Yes. So, again, part of the job. I put smile on people's faces. if I don't give them, you know, alcohol poisoning. So, yes, guys, this is the kind of stuff that's happening in my bar. We're weird people. So, yes, moving on.
Wow. All right.
Moving on, I said.
I'm trying. Hold on. One second. Just wow. Here we go. We got WWE Backlash this past weekend. What a show they put on in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Wow. Maggie, what do you think of WWE Backlash?
Okay, so more of this, please. Like, where the hell has that been? Puerto Rican fans are fucking insane. They're fucking insane. Like, it's... I know, like, we all talked about it on the pre-show, right? On Select. The match was fine. It was totally fine. It would have been a whatever pay-per-view if it were at any state in the U.S., okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it was such an amazingly special show because of that crowd, because of that atmosphere, and because the fact that no one in that crowd shut their mouth for 1 second through that entire show, both SmackDown and the night after that for Backlash. I appreciate this so much because this is something that we actually talked about with Issa on Fightful Select yesterday. There are certain, you know, states that whenever, you know, there's wrestling there, they're, you know, they're just sitting on their hands and or whatever. And they just, as if they don't care that the show is happening. And it's kind of annoying for the rest of the world that doesn't get any wrestling. Like, if we were there, I would be fucking losing my voice, just like Issa did. Like, this, sweetheart. I will never not be angry at the fact that when me and Yim came back together, came back to WWE, zero reaction. Zero. Like, no reaction. People knew who she was. People knew, but, like, there was no reaction. I was like, oh, yes, but fucking yes! Like, get in there! I was so, why are you laughing? That's how I talk all the time.
Just
the excitement! You just, yes!
Fistful Select.
Yes, Fistful Select. I was so excited, and none of the people in the audience were, and I was, like, pissed off. And this was the exact opposite. Oh my god, Puerto Rico! Puerto Rico, come on! Like, that's... Okay, I'm gonna need for WWE to go back there at least once a year. At least. Make Backlash an annual thing in Puerto Rico. Like, this is all I'm asking. Seriously. Because not only did the crowd make the entire show, not only that, but, like, Rob, I felt like it was almost as if Kevin Dunn didn't go to Puerto Rico. It's as if he wasn't there because, like, production was different, you know. The drone shot, you know, of, you know, the entering, you know,
I loved it.
This was so great. Like, I'm not saying do this for every show, but, like, make this a Puerto Rico thing. Just, it was so special. And oh my god, like, no crowds will ever be able to live up to that expectation, apart from the UK crowds, because UK crowds are fucking hungry for wrestling, for that caliber of wrestling. Like, yeah. I know that. Yeah. So this was so amazing. I bless their hearts. Io Sky got such an amazing reaction from the crowd. Granted, she's beloved everywhere, but, like, that crowd was at the verge of booing Bianca Belair.
They were booing. Like, so
they were booing. After the match, they showed her respect because she's that great of a competitor. But they so wanted to Io Sky to win. And, like, what part of the States are rooting so much for Io Sky that they're booing Bianca? Nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere. So this was really interesting to see. I and Zelina Vega was the other thing. First of all, her gear. Her basically wearing the Puerto Rican flag. I appreciated so much. She appreciated a ton everything. She looked so good. She looked so happy.
She was glowing.
She was glowing. She was crying. And, like, she had no idea. She was nervous. She had no idea if the people will react to her the way that she wanted. Boy, did she get a reaction. I said this when in our chat with Issa. I would love if this was her Sheamus moment in Clash of the Castle. I so wish that this was it, because after Clash of the Sandcastle, you know, pay-per-view as well last year, Sheamus has been over ever since then. And before that, everyone was booing the guy.
Yeah.
Seriously. Or either booing or zero response. And he's been like one of the ghosts in that company. And ever since this show, he's been so ridiculously over because of that ovation, because all the flowers that he got. And Gunther, come on. And I just hope that this is her Sheamus moment, because I feel like people often forget how good she is in the ring. And, you know, that charisma that she had. She basically carried Raw during the pandemic, the empty arena thing. She basically carried the show. And she on commentary, she sold the crap out of everything that was happening in the ring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Ever since Andrade wasn't let go, I kind of thought that she was also let go. Like, come on. But like ever since she came back, she won the Queen of the Ring. And that's about it. Like, that's a big accomplishment, but they did nothing with it. And it kind of pissed me off. So I really wish that this is the thing that turns the page for her, because she so deserves it. I adore Zelina. She's so ridiculously good. I kind of feel a bit bad for, you know, the six-man tag. You know, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Matt Riddle against the Bloodline. I kind of feel bad because so much things happen in this match. But the crowd was just, but the placement of the match, you know, was iffy. And whatever match was in that spot, it wasn't gonna get the ovation that it deserved.
Yep.
Yeah. So a lot happened in the match. Solo and Jay, that was interesting. I'm anxious to see where this goes. Brock and Cody main eventing was a choice. Okay, like that's the only thing that I found interesting in the whole match was Cody's walk. Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the hell that was.
What the hell was that? I'm like watching the show, I'm like, Cody, dude, my man, what the fuck was that?
What are you doing?
That was the most cartoonish thing ever.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that was.
It popped me so much.
Yeah, well, I just, I didn't get it. And I don't get a lot of I just haven't got a lot of the Cody booking. I just don't get it. I know, like,
there's zero sense in the Cody booking. Zero sense. Because what happened was he beat Brock Lesnar in a stupid way, by the way. He beat Cody, Brock Lesnar, in a stupid way, and then he ran right after the match. And I'm like, okay, so this isn't over. This isn't over. Brock got split.
Busted open, yeah.
Brock got busted open on the turnbuckle, and when he returned on Raw and attacked Cody in that triple threat, he looked fucking terrifying because of that, you know, face, even more terrifying. Like, Brock is in my nightmares, and now he's forever embedded in that's terrifying. So they're gonna have match at, you know, Night of Champions in Saudi. I suppose that Brock will win this match just so they can have a rubber match at, you know, whatever show that they have next. Either Money in the Bank or SummerSlam. They could pretty much stretch it, you know, until SummerSlam. It's weird, okay? Like, it was more than, like, it was, they did this in the triple threat because there's no way if he moved on to face Seth, like, it was going to be disqualification and he would have won, and that wasn't it. And because it was triple threat and there was no DQ, this is why he, like, the attack happened.
Yep.
So it's weird.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't get it. I really don't. Cody, like, At this point, I don't care. I don't care anymore. Just if Cody's not going to be Roman, just have Roman break all the records and like hold the titles like until WrestleMania 44. I don't care. Like it's at this point, it's just have Bad Bunny be the one to dethrone Roman. There you go. Like Bad Bunny and Damian Priest stole the fucking show. This was a match filled with emotions. Bad Bunny came out to an amazing ovation. The entire crowd singing your song. In that capacity, tell me one thing that was better than that. And don't throw me Sami Zayn in Montreal. Because no. It was nowhere near that. This was so much bigger. So, so much bigger. Like Issa said in our chat, Bad Bunny is pretty much their Lord and Savior in Puerto Rico. I'm just so, so happy for them because they can rally behind someone so much that they, you know, put aside your differences. I don't care who you like. I don't care what, you know, team that you like. It's Bad Bunny. And everyone sings at the top of their lungs. This was so good. Carlito came back. This was so fun. I absolutely adored everything. LWO is on the top, man. Like it's and Bad Bunny wearing that shirt, it's gonna sell like hotcakes. So Backlash is by far their best pay-per-view of the year, by the way. Just simply because of that crowd. Again, it would have been an okay card and an okay show anywhere in the States, but it was a fucking amazing banger in Puerto Rico. And I just hope that it becomes a national thing, yearly thing every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. SmackDown preview for tonight.
Wait, we didn't talk about a lot of stuff.
Well, that's all I had for...
No, Backlash, then we get to talk about Seth Rollins, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. My bad. I was looking at...
Yeah, so we finally got a taste of Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura in that triple threat, which is a match I want to see happen, actually. Have we gotten Rollins versus Shinsuke? Because I don't think so. Because, like, Shinsuke has been on SmackDown forever. This is the first time that Shinsuke Nakamura is on Raw ever since he debuted on the main roster, which is something to be excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to check here. I'm sure they've wrestled a couple of times, but...
Well, I just don't know when. The actual match between Cody, Finn, and Miz was fine, and we all knew that it was going to be Finn Balor because at the end we got... The amazing Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor, which was a throwback to the first ever WWE Universal Championship match that they had. I love the fact that Finn Balor was the one to do the barricade spot on Seth Rollins, which was actually the thing that dislocated Finn's shoulder in their first match. I was really good. What?
Sorry, they wrestled at Survivor Series 2018.
Oh, so that doesn't count because they're like a part of a team, right?
No, that was just a singles match.
Oh, just a singles match. Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Corey. Also, hi, Corey.
And then they did have a match on SmackDown, too.
Yeah, okay. We got a Liverpool fan in the chat. Great. So my bar is pretty much a Liverpool bar at this point because of my boss. You know, he's a diehard Liverpool fan. And yeah, so I love this match, but come on, like it's Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. What's not to like is what I'm saying. So it's definitely something to go back to at some point again, because I will never get tired of watching Seth Rollins and Finn Balor at this point, but like you get that already. Do you have anything to add? Because we're going to move on to Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and Imperium.
I don't. I mean, I really don't have anything to add.
Do you like? What do you think of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn's interaction with Imperium backstage on Raw? Because that was just so.
Yeah, that. I mean, I always enjoy their backstage segments. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I hope that's who they're going to be working with, because, yeah, take my money. But yeah, I mean, that was that's the thing. I enjoyed it. I love watching those guys backstage. I love watching them wrestle. So,
yeah. The thing with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens is they actually look like legit people. You know, that's something that wrestlers are often portrayed as opposite of people, like not regular people. And like Sami and Kevin are having a normal conversation backstage. And this was a normal situation. People interrupt their conversation and they're going to be pissed off and they're going to desperately try to continue having the conversation. But like, hey, did you not hear us? Gunther is coming back next week. And I'm fucking here, heard you. And he's still going to be back next week in about a minute. Just give us a minute, okay? Jeez, can we have a minute? It was so great. And like Kevin Owens, the forever OG of any show that he's on, and he's like, it's really hard to concentrate with a finger right in front of my face. This is what I'm here for. This is so goofy and stupid and funny. I love this. I love this so much. And if you remember it, back in the day when Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn were heels, they continued, you know, being as over as they are right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because there were, you know, people having conversations and people having regular, you know, like normal people do, you know?
Yep.
I've missed this. And Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn make this so real. Like normal people will actually be interacting, you know? And I appreciate this so much. And I feel as though this is why people adore these two so much, because they're not robots. Like they continue, you know, displaying normal people behavior. And you're like, yeah, that's totally how I would have reacted. And that's why we love them, because they're so relatable. I adore this. And the Imperium versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens is going to be so great. What I'm afraid of is because Gunther is going to be involved and then Matt Riddle is going to butt his way back into this. And I would hate this because I got enough of Sami and Kevin with Matt Riddle. Please no. No, no, no. Go away. Like, I don't need that. And I will be incredibly happy if this doesn't happen anymore. Like, we got a pay-per-view out of it. I'm sorry, a play. A premium live event, we got it. We play. Got a storyline, a play.
We got a play.
And it was a play. Okay, in French. I do not ever want to see it happening ever again. Thank you. So, yeah. SmackDown preview for tonight.
Yeah, SmackDown preview for tonight. Roman Reigns returns.
Finally, Rob. Yes. Do you realize how long it's been since we've had Roman on our television? With, you know, the belts that he has.
WrestleMania.
You know he has belts, right? Did he appear on Raw after WrestleMania? Because I feel like he did.
I don't think so.
What do you mean, I feel like he was.
I can't remember. That's how long it's been.
Yeah, but like WrestleMania wasn't yesterday.
Well, I know, but
it was a while ago.
But I don't think
a while ago.
Maybe he was. I think he might have been on the week after.
Yeah, that's fine, but like he's the champion, you know. He holds two titles. He's supposed to be there, you know. The table guy. Like what was he like? The main. What? No, I meant Roman.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Jesus, I just want to see what happens. I just want to see those repercussions that the Usos, you know, must have for, you know, not winning those titles back at WrestleMania, because again, we have seen nothing of that. And I want to see what happens with Solo, and the Usos, because Solo had, you know, the key grab. You know what? I was so afraid the Solo like grabbed Jay by the throat and Jay like harder.
Jesus. Good God. I think that's what you would have said, but
I'm gonna need Mel to do a quick drawing, you know, of you know, the whole spot and Jay like harder.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Come on, it's so great. Come on, it's money. That's money.
I don't know.
Baby. Jesus.
Cameron Grimes returning to action for
Cameron Grimes.
Returning to action against Baron Corbin. This is going to be Cameron Grimes' first match on TV since November 8th of last year when he faced Joe Gacy
on Joe NXT. Pearl. Oh, my God.
He did have a dark match against...
a SmackDown dark match.
Yeah, with...
I don't know what...
God, what was his name? He's a dude that hangs out with Carmelo. I forgot his name right now.
Trick Williams?
Thank you. I think that's who it was.
That's... I'm looking forward to this. We talked about this right after SmackDown. I said that, you know, they had the opportunity to you know, make the incredibly rich Cameron Grimes, you know, with the broke-ass, bum-ass Corbin gimmick. They had that opportunity. They didn't do it. And now they're making the match anyway. Like, that's, for me, it's a missed opportunity, but I know that these two will work really great with each other. I'm excited for people who haven't watched NXT to see how amazing Cameron Grimes is. Cameron Grimes has been around since NXT Black and Gold, by the way.
I was told, by the way, I was just told it was it wasn't Trick Williams. It was,
I have no idea what he was.
It was Ashante Adonis, actually. So
the Adonis, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So this website was wrong. So Ashante Adonis, I'm going to text him or message him and let him know. Cool.
Yeah. So again, Cameron Grimes has been in NXT ever since Black and Gold NXT. So that's like a lot. So it's about time.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I have no idea where he goes. I don't know if I hope Vince doesn't ruin him. That's how I'm gonna put it.
Yeah.
Afterwards we have Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Damage Control. It's for the tag team championships. You know, Bayley and Dakota Kai, not Io Sky. I'm pretty sure that Liv Morgan and Raquel will retain here. I'm sure that those championship belts are either... they're probably going to get, you know, combined with the NXT ones that are really on the main roster right now. Yeah. And afterwards, you know, Ronda Rousey and... Shayna Baszler are just gonna take those titles. I'm pretty sure, but like they're a legitimate team, Rob. Whether you like it or not,
no, I'm fine with that. Team. But I just don't.
Yeah, I know. It's they have given us zero reasons for us to care about the women's tag team division. So I'm just gonna wait and see. That's it. Then we have the two triple threat. Why is it so hard for me to say that? Triple threat matches that are gonna end up main eventing the show with the winners of the two. We have AJ Styles versus Edge versus Rey Mysterio, and then Sheamus versus Austin Theory versus Bobby Lashley. God, I know that you said that it was it was gonna be Edge for the first match. You make excellent points. Because Rey Mysterio can always be attacked by Dominic.
Yeah.
This is it. Edge and AJ can revisit that incredible feud that they had.
Mm-hmm.
I'm absolutely fine with that because their match was kind of a bummer. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Yeah. So hopefully they revisit that. But I just want AJ Styles to win, just so I can get AJ Styles and Sheamus in the main event. I want this so much. AJ Styles and Sheamus, and then AJ wins and just fights Seth. This is the thing. It's gonna be an amazing match, whatever happens, because Bobby Lashley can, you know, I would hate if it gets overbooked, because if Rey gets attacked by Dominic and Cody got attacked by Brock, and if Bobby Lashley gets attacked by, you know,
Bronson or something,
Bronson Reed probably. I don't want this to happen, because it's going to be copy and paste for everything. I don't want that. But it's a triple threat. It's no disqualification. You can do whatever. And I just want to see Sheamus and AJ. I really do. I also want to see Sheamus and Edge. God, I want to see Sheamus and Rey, because Sheamus is going to ragdoll Rey. And it's like crazy. There's no bad scenario here.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed Raw, by the way, because the Raw after Backlash seemed like a really fresh start. And this SmackDown seems like an extremely fresh start, because we have the entire card up front, Rob. When's the last time you had that? Apart from a show being pre-taped and we know what the card is.
Yeah, I know.
Like, when we have the entire show right in front of us, and I'm just enjoying that.
I know, it's crazy.
I really do. It's really crazy. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah. No,
I'm
it is.
Looking forward to SmackDown.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good show. But yeah, I'm very excited. It's gonna be a good show tonight. The AJ match, I'm with you. Like, I want AJ to win, because we're both AJ marks, you know.
Either way, yeah. We both are gonna be so ridiculously happy just to see AJ Styles back in the ring.
Yep.
Either way, I'm like, we win no matter what happens, because we get to see AJ Styles wrestle. Yeah. And the good thing is that there's no Rampage tonight, and I'm gonna enjoy the entirety of the show when I wake up tomorrow, and not just like being in a hurry. You know, because I have two shows to watch, I'm going to enjoy the crap out of SmackDown tonight, tomorrow morning, when I'm drinking my coffee before work. It's just going to be so great.
Yeah, here we go.
Guys, the second Cooper Effect goes to none other than Issa, Demon Diva. We had her on Fightful Select for a pre-recording for the Coexistence After Dark. Yesterday, it's gonna air at 5 p.m. today. I cannot tell you how incredibly happy I was to have Demon Diva on the show, because I can't even begin to explain just how infectious her personality is. This was my first time being on the show with Issa, actually. I've watched her streams, I've watched her shows, I've watched her be a guest on Fightful. I know how incredibly, you know, sassy is not the word. She's incredibly Latina, okay? Like, this is probably the best word here I'm looking for. But because I wasn't the one who was on the stream with her, I wasn't, you know, quite able to be, you know, the recipient of that energy. But because I was actually, you know, having a normal conversation with her, I'm telling you, her excitement levels after Backlash were like through the roof. Like, when Backlash was announced for Puerto Rico, I was like, I think it's time, because I really wanted to have Issa on the show during Women's Month, but quite frankly, I'm an anxious millennial non-cowboy girl, you know, and sorry.
No, just
I've never said that before.
No.
yeah, and it's, I got anxiety and I thought that she would say no, but I was like, okay, that's the time. I'm going to ask her on the show. And she immediately said yes. And I'm like, well, now I feel stupid, like for not doing it earlier. But actually things work out perfectly because she got to rant and talk so much about Backlash. She was so excited. She didn't have a voice. She was coughing. She was drinking cough medicine throughout the entire show. This was so, it was so great. She's just like her excitement actually got me excited for having dinner after the show. It was so, I cannot express it. I can find the words because she had like her entire persona, like she has an aura, you know, that is just so incredibly loving and passionate and everything. And just if I'm ever in a position when I feel like I've fallen out of love with wrestling and what I do, you know, for you know, with Rob and for Fightful, if I grow, if I sometimes find myself in that position, I would just go back and watch the show because her enthusiasm was so amazing. You have no, I cannot sell you guys enough. Please subscribe to Fightful Select and catch our chat. You will not regret this. I'm serious. And she's such an amazing woman. I feel just so incredibly happy to have had her on the show.
Yeah. She's awesome. She's one of the very few people that I've been able to meet in person. She was at Full Gear 2 years ago or 2021.
She was a part of that photo.
Yeah. Yeah, the Minneapolis dinner. Lovely person when I met her then, still as lovely as ever, just infectious person. Like she makes you, like, she's one of those people that you can tell you would be happy around. Like she brings the mood up, and that's her. She just has an energy that brings the best out of people, and I'm so happy that we got to have her on our show. And she was somebody that I wanted on our show too, as well. I mean, everybody that Maggie's booked on our show, I've wanted, so it's great. So, she's awesome. But I definitely check it out. Fightful Select, 5 o'clock, so in about 35 minutes. So check it out.
Yeah, check it out, guys. Next week on Coexisting After Dark on Fightful Select, we will be joined by Ricochino, who is one of, the hosts for the upcoming post-AEW Collision show on Fightful.
Yeah.
So please check us out.
I got jokes.
I go out of my way to stop breathing. Yeah.
I know.
And why I'm like, are these things? And he's like, ah!
Yeah, I know. I'm like, here I am, like, just saying, ah. Oh, yeah.
I know.
All right, Maggie. What do you call an angry counselor? A therapist.
God. No, yeah, I need a minute after that one. They'll, like, not so fast. Okay.
I tripped over in France. In France, I fall over. I know, that's really bad. I hate that one too. That was brutal. Why do elephants hate running on the beach?
Are they ever on the beach?
They can't keep their trunks up. Yep. All right, Maggie, tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, what was that it?
Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got.
Like you could have saved the first one for last. You always tell the best one first.
I know.
Oh, you always do that. Jeez.
I know. I'm brutal. It's my first day.
I know. It's fine. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK for a lot of Pedro Pascal stuff. I don't care. I will not. At some point, I will stop doing that. But it's not happening anytime soon. But, like, so get over it. Here and there, there are going to be pictures of me, I suppose. But like, it's way more Pedro. Rob.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. I'm also at Instagram at Fightful Rob. Want to say thank you for tuning in again. 30 minutes from now, check us out on Fightful Select with Demon Diva. I think you guys will really enjoy it. And then every Friday, again, 3 o'clock Eastern, right here on Fightful Overbooked, coexisting with Rob and Maggie. I also want to say thank you very much. Like always, we really do appreciate you tuning in and week out. It means a ton to us. Also, I want to wish a special happy birthday out there for Alex McCarthy. It was his birthday today. It's also my niece's birthday, who turned 7 years old today, Elena.
The little sweetheart.
She's not watching. She's.
I hope she's not.
She's not watching. She's got Ryan World to watch. She's got probably Paw Patrol to watch. All kinds of other stuff.
Paw Patrol.
I'm a Paw Patrol guy, too. I'm a Rubble. Rubble's my boy. Any plans other than working for the weekend for you?
No.
I didn't
Hopefully
think so.
Sleeping.
We got about a minute.
Hopefully sleeping, Rob.
My goal is to be off like right at an hour and 30 minutes.
Why?
I don't know. I can end it soon. I mean, I could just hit this.
Yeah, David Busters, damn it.
I don't know.
You know what? Sacrifice thing was better. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it because I have no idea what Dave and Buster's is.
It's a restaurant.
What it is?
Well, why did you just say you don't know what the hell it is?
Because I've never been there.
Here's
the game right now. The Sounds are down 5-0. At First Tennessee Park, High Beach, Fox 17 News.
There.
I'm sorry, that is Steven Jensen. You cannot tell me that's not Steven Jensen. I'm sorry.
All right, guys. Peace out. Have a good weekend.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.